You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 359. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, hey, you amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome podcast episode with me, your host, Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. And, you know, sometimes I have podcasts planned, and then other times something really juicy happens inside of my paid programs, and women adore it. And that happened today inside of my mastermind, where there was a really strong theme on the call around overwhelm. And so when I see these themes come up and it's impacting other women in business, I go, well, who else is out there that also is experiencing the same thing? And so often it is you as my podcast listener. And so this is why today I really want to talk about overwhelm, you know, and as I reminded them on the call, there are always more ideas buzzing around in our heads than we can even think of implementing. We have more deadlines looming than, you know, we can ever meet. And quite honestly, like I said to them, there's never quite enough time to fit it all in. But I reassured them, as I want to reassure you, that they are not alone and that we all experience this, whether or not we're in startup, grow stage, or scale stage, right? And the good news is, dun, 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 that you can reduce your overwhelm 100%. And I want to share with you today five strategies, the same strategies that I talked about with the women inside of my mastermind, because if it was helpful to them, I'm going to hope that it's helpful for you too. But as we talked about inside the mastermind, we're like, well, what does overwhelm look like? And first of all, overwhelm looks so different for each and every one of us, right? But there are kind of four common themes that I see with overwhelm. There are emotional changes, and you might find yourself being moody, crying easily, feeling irritable, or withdrawing from social situations. Now, this could be a signal that your stress levels are rising. The second thing that I see is mental fatigue. You know, feeling confused, difficulty concentrating or forgetting things can also be a sign of overwhelm. The third thing that I see is physical symptoms. You know, so often people just focus on the mental and emotional, but the physical symptoms are equally important to recognize. So you could also experience physical symptoms like increased heart rate, headaches, general body aches, colds, right, coughs. Again, could be another sign of overwhelm. And the fourth thing I see is just changes in behavior. You might notice behavioral changes like trouble sleeping, procrastination creeps in even more, or neglecting your responsibilities. I know when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I just want to shut down and sometimes do absolutely nothing. So, what can you do to reduce overwhelm? Here are my top five strategies, right? Strategy number one, create a plan, but we want to make sure that that shit is bite-sized, all right? So let me explain. I often say, it's this quote, it's not my quote, but I often say, a dream written down with a date becomes a goal broken down into steps becomes a plan, and a plan backed by action becomes a reality. And one of the easiest ways to overwhelm yourself is to not have a plan and to keep those million things going on in your head with no clarity, yet the confusion and overwhelm is there. So by writing it down, it helps you to declutter your world mentally and freeing up your headspace to focus on things that aren't going to cause the overwhelm. The key, though, will be to getting everything written down, but then even going a little bit, you know, one step further is to break it down into bite-sized steps. Because if you look at the whole entire picture, imagine trying to eat an entire elephant. You're like, fuck, where do I even begin? We need to be like, okay, I'm going to eat the toenail. Well, no, that's a little bit gross, but you get what I'm saying. It's like a little bit by little bit. So create the plan, but then I need you to, you know, downsize that shit into super easily digestible steps. If you don't have a plan and don't know where to start, I do have an entire 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop that comes with the 15-page planner. You can get that over at my website, angelahenderson.com.au, and just click on workshops. Now, the second strategy is set better boundaries. When you don't have clear boundaries in both home life and business, you can end up feeling overworked, resentful of your clients, resentful of your partner, resentful of your team, resentful of your family. Be okay with putting your boundaries in place. I read a quote once that said, every time you break a boundary, you like yourself a little bit less. So be okay to say to your clients that these are your working hours. Be okay to say to your partner that they can't not help out around the house. You know, you have to be okay with putting boundaries in place, right? I also know that there's a direct correlation that the more you people please, the less money you make. So where do you need to change this? Because the reality is no one else is going to do this for you. It's up to you to stick to your own rules and train people around you to respect them so that you can run a business, but also enjoy your life outside of the business. Right? So I encourage you to write out your boundaries also. So the next time someone breaks them, you don't need to get overly emotional and overthink things. Just be like, nope, they broke my boundary. And this is what I'm going to say to them. The third strategy in regards to reducing overwhelm is learn to delegate and outsource. Accept that you can't do everything on your own, even when you run a one-person shop. Delegate tasks that don't require, you know, your unique expertise or that someone else can handle more efficiently. So whether or not it's hiring a freelancer for specific projects or outsourcing admin tasks, right, home tasks like cooking, cleaning, or delegating anything significantly, you know, that will help you to reduce this overwhelm is going to be key, right? So learn to delegate. Now, I often hear, I don't have money to delegate. I can't do an outsource. And I always say, again, a little bit of bullshit, because if you can afford to get your hair done, if you can afford makeup, if you can afford clothes, if you can afford wine, if you can afford to get your nails done, right? You can afford to travel, you can afford da-da-da-da, insert whatever. You can afford to stop doing that for a little while and take that money and allocate it to an outsourcing person, all right? Again, it could be a cleaner, it could be a cook, it could be a nanny to start with. Outsourcing in the home is one of the things that I often see more women do than outsourcing the admin side of, say, their business. The fourth strategy that I want to talk about is automating. One great way to reduce overwhelm and streamline your workload is to automate repetitive tasks using online tools. By automating these tasks, such as email marketing, social media posting, or even back office tasks, guess what? You get to save yourself loads of time, and you also get to free up your energy to focus on more things, and also you're decluttering that mental load that we talked about. I personally love using a tool called AgoraPulse for scheduling my social media tasks. It is super friendly and really efficient because it goes to all the platforms. I also love ActiveCampaign, ThriveCart, Dubsado. These have all been lifesavers in my business. I've automated so many of my backend processes, and it saves me so many precious hours every single day, every single week, every single month. Again, automation can be a real lifesaver for those looking to optimize their workflow while at the same time reducing that overwhelm. The fifth strategy, and something that I've done for many, many years, is make business friends and create a support network. You know, being a small business owner can get lonely and feel isolating at times, especially when you are a solo business owner without a team around you. Having that support network is crucial of people, you know, so that you can turn to them when you're stressed, who will also be there to support you when there are issues that you face as a business owner. But it can also just be hugely comforting and, you know, to know that you've got this safe space to vent, share ideas, and just to not feel alone. Again, there are a million ways to make business friends and get that support network. You know, go to local business groups, for example. Facebook groups are a really great way if you don't like to do in person. Reach out to other businesses that you follow on Instagram to start making, you know, a friendship that way. Join, you know, start working with a business coach, aka me, if you wanted to. Join a mastermind. I've got two of them, depending on when you're at in business. you know, also there are retreats that people do. I've got a retreat in Bali. I've also got my 3-day women in business conference here in Australia. Like, there are so many ways that you can do it. But again, it's up to you to take that action, right? But having a business community, in my opinion, is a must to reduce the overwhelm. So there are my 5 strategies. And the benefit of implementing these 5 strategies is once you start to reduce your overwhelm, you're going to start to see some benefits that you haven't seen in a while. For example, improved focus and productivity, better work quality. You know, you're less burnt out and your relationships are better, which means your morale and confidence is better, right? And you're achieving more. I don't believe in work-life balance, but you're achieving the ability to be more present when you're either at home or in life, right? In business, sorry. So there you have it, my friends. 5 strategies to help reduce the overwhelm in your business and what you can do. So create a plan, but bite-size that shit down. Set better boundaries for yourself. Learn to delegate and outsource. Automate. And again, in my opinion, make business friends to create that support network that you need. I hope that you found this podcast helpful today. Always remember, if you can, please, please, please leave a review. I absolutely love reading your reviews. And also, it does take time to produce this podcast. I'm doing it for almost 6 years, so reviews are great. But for now, I hope you have a beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. And if you do need any assistance, want to attend any conferences or come to Bali or join my mastermind or do a workshop, make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.